This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, July 23rd, brought to you by AgriPulse. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Opinion in farm country appears to be somewhat divided over the latest $95 billion House budget measure known as Reconciliation 3.0. It would provide up to $12 billion in farm aid for row and specialty crops along with sawmills. The House yesterday approved the concurrent budget resolution for fiscal 2027 by a two-vote margin. The House Agriculture Committee still has to determine how to split up the funds among growers and could mark up the measure shortly after Labor Day, that according to Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson. The American Farm Bureau Federation backed the aid, saying high production costs and weak commodity prices expected to drive billions in losses across row crops in 2027. Additional losses facing specialty crop, alfalfa, and sugar producers. That's the word of Zippy Duvall, Farm Bureau President, in a statement. He said he hopes the Senate can pass the market relief package. However, the package ties the assistance to funding for the war with Iran with the GOP controversial Save America Act, which could disrupt its path to passage in the Senate. President Trump has been pushing for the voter ID law and expressed impatience today with Senate Majority Leader John Thune's inability to garner support for it in the Senate. As I've said before, you've got to get to 50, and I can't count 50 right now on a budget resolution, Thune told reporters. Iowa Farmers Union releasing a statement opposed to attaching the ad hoc farm aid to funding with the war with Iran. IFU warned Congress to make more structural reforms through a modernized farm bill that provides farmers with the support they need to stay on their farms. The National Farmers Union also weighed in on the issue. In a letter yesterday to House leadership, Farmers Union President Rob LaRue said he appreciates the inclusion of the $12 billion in farm aid in the reconciliation package, but he raised concerns about the state of the ag industry. Senate Agriculture Committee Chair John Bozeman says he is optimistic about getting a farm bill through his committee before the August recess, even without Senator Mitch McConnell. Bozeman said, "We want Senator McConnell there, but I think we have a product we can get out of the committee with or without him," Bozeman told reporters and spoke with them yesterday. McConnell, the Kentucky Republican, a member of the Ag Panel, is out dealing with a health issue. Bozeman said his understanding is that McConnell is doing well and focused on recovery. The legislation would reset loan limits for ag producers that haven't been updated since the 2018 Farm Bill expired in 2023. Those figures were based on 2012 data, according to Bozeman. That means farmers trying to invest in tools like farm equipment face excessive cost. We've got to get those loan limits up, which will really help them with their financing. The American Soybean Association applauding Secretary Brooke Rollins and Senator John Hoeven for their efforts to restore the prevented plant buy-up option under the federal crop insurance program. ASA long advocating for restoring that important risk management tool and appreciates the department's commitment to working with its return. Hoeven suggested the prevent plant option was used on 67 million acres. Rural broadband advocates are backing new bipartisan legislation aimed at improving the accuracy of the nation's broadband maps. The Broadband Mapping Accurate Providers, or MAP Act, was introduced by Senators John Thune of South Dakota, John Fetterman of Pennsylvania, and Deb Fisher of Nebraska. That bill would require the Federal Communications Commission to review how broadband maps are updated, evaluate the challenging process, and to examine how mapping data affects funding decisions. NTCA, the Rural Broadband Association, supports the proposal, saying more accurate maps will help bring service to rural America. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by AgriPulse. For 250 years, America has been shaped by the people who feed, fuel, and lead our nation. Celebrate America's 250th year with AgriPulse and save $250 on your first subscription. Use code 250USA at checkout by visiting agripulse.com/subscription. Don't miss the news that matters most. Subscribe to AgriPulse today. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.